This is Ashley Hodge. I'm coming to you the morning after Baylor's 81-70 loss to Arizona. I'm back in Scottsdale. Just want to give you a few reflections on this road trip and encourage Baylor fans, if they have the opportunity to do these road trips where you can watch two games in 4 days, two games in 5 days, to take advantage of it. I think it's a great way to see parts of the U.S. that you might not have seen and also connect with other Baylor fans. So I came Saturday, and I watched the two games on Saturday. I watched the women, and then I watched the men, and was able to make Scottsdale my base. Did a lot of hiking, met up with some other Bears on the hike, Vern Lugquist and his lovely wife. Also, you know, did a hike by myself in Scottsdale. Went to see a client, financial client, outside of Williams, Flagstaff, Williams, Arizona, and spent some time that afternoon in Sedona. Did a nice sunset hike as well. So great time to see the state of Arizona. It's in the 60s. Sedona was a little colder, but at least Scottsdale and Tucson, 60s, and just really great weather. Also had lunch with David Kay. Just saw a lot of Sikkim 365 folks in Tempe for the two games there. And there were a few of us in Tucson. And Maul Bear, being the great bear that he is, made the trip just for the game in Tucson, stayed at the same hotel. So we were able to ride down together and ride back. So that was great to have company on that 2 hour drive each way, quite a haul. But it was cool. I would say, as far as basketball, McHale is definitely one of the top five environments I've been to. I was really impressed. I didn't really know what to expect. I knew it would be a lot better than Arizona State. It was loud. Everyone wore red. It's a tough place to get a win, and I think they're going to be tough to beat there. I know they lost to Duke earlier in the year, but they got a good team, and they really get energized by that crowd. And much like Foster provides for us, that crowd for them really energizes them. BYU is going to be up there. That's going to be a tough place to play. Never been to Houston. I know that's probably our toughest remaining game on the schedule. Texas Tech's going to be hard. No easy games in the Big 12, but certainly – this one and Hilton and probably Houston, just because of the quality of opponent, were probably going to be our top three road games. You know, outside of Connecticut was really tough, and so was Gonzaga. But just, you know, McHale's tough, and I think it really probably didn't reflect on television. That environment rattled us a little bit. Celestine and Love should be back for TCU, so that's good news. We need our full complement of players. You know, it's hard to play with one arm tied behind your back, and we're able to get some wins recently with that situation, but we need those guys back. They're guys we counted on, and Azamota does some good things, and I think he's got a bright future, hopefully with Baylor, but not ready for these type of environments. Maybe a guy that really contributes more in the home games. But he's still a little lost on defense. You know, some of the rotations, I think he's just a little confused. And so are some of our veteran players, not just him. This was the fifth game this year that we looked like the moment was too big for us in the first half. And that's a discouraging thing. We've got some veteran players, and, you know, they played really well in the second half. But we need them coming out of the gate with that same type of focus. The Gonzaga game, obviously. St. John's game, which we able to get away with that, with an incredible comeback in the second half. Tennessee, Iowa State, Arizona, all good teams, but it is a little discouraging that we get behind by, you know, significant double digits by halftime. I kind of thought we had turned a corner in the UConn game as far as that stuff's concerned, but certainly last night looked like it was more reminiscent of those other four games in that regard. I know our coaches are going to work hard to fix these issues. You know, it's really tough when you're down those two key rotation pieces. I know Drew's been emphasizing that in the post-game pressers. And I thought it was really key that Norchad picked up those two early fouls in the first 3 minutes. I really thought we were cooked when that happened. I mean, that's the one guy you just can't afford to get into foul trouble. And he picks up the two early ones. They were probably fouls, but the way they were letting those players play from a physicality standpoint, you have to kind of, you know, say those were on the ticky-tack side to call those, especially such a key player. You know, I just wish officials would provide more warnings, you know, especially that little bit of a hook. I don't know. That goes on a lot, and it seems like they're pretty random as far as when they actually blow the whistle on some of those calls. Great, encouraged by the second half. I thought, you know, Edgecombe looked more like himself. Nunn, you know, had a really good second half, and so did Roach. And I mean, that's the thing we need from Roach. I mean, he's got to provide that steady influence, get to the mid range, get to those floaters, you know, let it fly with confidence from three. You know, in the first half, that just wasn't there. And, you know, we need those guys to really be at a high level. Our guard play has not been as we expected it to be this year. And maybe it's a lot because of, you know, the absence of Love and Celestine. You know, the teammates are counting on those guys. We got to get them healthy, got to get them back in the rotation, and hopefully able to avoid injuries the rest of the year. We just need all eight players, you know, to be the team, I think, that can reach the ceiling that we hope this team can reach. It's a long season. We got some key games ahead. Hopefully we can, you know, really finish strong here with a win against TCU. And then I know Kansas State is coming up after that. And then we take the Utah trip. And if you're on the fence and you know, looking for a great way to support the Bears, maybe get some skiing in, highly recommend. I haven't been to Utah, but I've been to BYU. It's a great environment, and that's probably going to be a toss-up game. So any Bears that can support the team there, I think, would be a welcomed thing for our guys. But those are two games, you know, I think we can definitely come away with a 2-0, you know, road streak if we're focused and play the right way. And that would be a fun trip to, you know, kind of see that area of the world in a time where you can get some skiing in Park City. Anyway, just some thoughts after the game. It's been a long few days, but a fun few days. And just looking forward to getting back in Texas. But I'm glad I made the trip and really had some fun times out here. And just wanted to give you a few thoughts after the 81-70 loss to Arizona. We'll talk more basketball in future episodes. Maybe I can get Kendall back on the podcast or another great Baylor Insight basketball person to talk about, you know, some of these home games that are coming up. And we'll definitely try to get two players for post-game call-in shows after the TCU and the Kansas State. A lot of purple coming into Waco. We need to go 2-0 in the homestand and get things headed back in the right direction. Sick 'em Bears.